Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners to the Football Fanalytics podcast. It's Ryan Bailey here, and I'm joined as ever by my good friend Mark Carey, as I am at the start of every episode. You're probably thinking, what's this? You released an episode yesterday. Why is there another thing on the Football Fanalytics feed? Well, we have some news, which might come as unexpected to you as it came to us, funnily enough. But Mark, why don't you tell the listeners about our nomination for an actual legit award, which is hilarious when I say it out loud. Why don't you tell the listeners about it?
Well, the amount of times we between us have said the words, this is legit, because we had to query it, double check it, double check it. But we received a message from Globe Soccer, and they said that they're delighted to announce that we've been nominated for the Digital Awards 2022 in the Best Football Journalist category. And they are hosting a gala event that takes place in Dubai. We've cross-referenced it, we've checked, we've been tagged on many socials, and this is not a joke. This is not a drill. We have been nominated.
This is not a drill, it's not a joke. I mean, where do we start with that? Because A, hilarious. I also, when we read that message, thought this has to be a scam, or it must be one of those sort of things that wants you to put in your details or whatever. Secondly, Football Journalist Awards. There's only one person on this who is a football journalist, and I'm not going to lie, if you'd have said to me a week ago, Mark's going to be nominated for a journalist award, I would not have thought that it was through the Football Fanalytics podcast. And then the second thing to mention is, why don't you just reel a few of those names out who are in the same category as us and tell the listeners who we're up against?
Yeah, I mean, well, before I do, I looked at the gala event from years gone by, and specifically last year's, and the people who actually attend the event, because it's primarily for the actual footballers who play the game. You know, Robert Lewandowski was there, Kylian Mbappe was there, Ronaldinho came. Like, what is going on? Ryan and Mark should not be involved in any of this.
In any conversation about this.
It's absolutely ludicrous. But the Best Football Journalist category includes some amazing names. We've got Fabrizio Romano on there, who's already leading the way in the vote. So this is why we are calling upon all listeners to help us bring down Romano for once and for all.
I mean, I think we've got like 0.4% of a vote, and he's got like 73% of the vote. So it's a big task, but, you know, we can do it maybe.
At the moment, but this is a call to action. We've got Henry Winter is on there. Guillaume Balague is on there. Sam Wallace is on there. We've got other podcasts like The Football Ramble, the Totally Football Show with James Richardson, TIFO Football Podcast. We've got The Greatest Game with Jamie Carragher podcast as well. All of these are our rivals, our fellow nominees, shall we say.
Fellow nominees.
It's quite something. But there is a page, Ryan, for people to vote for. I guess we're in the long list and we want to get down to the short list to get us on the plane to Dubai. And this is a call to action for all the listeners to vote for us to be part of the Best Football Journalist Award.
The fact you, I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. It's just absolutely hilarious. The fact that we could go to Dubai for a start.
Also fun.
We might need to start a GoFundMe page to actually make that happen. But, I mean, why not? Why not dream big? You know, we started this podcast around just over 2 years ago. We were sat in bedrooms in lockdown and we bought a cheap microphone off of Amazon and we started recording and didn't know what we were doing. And 67 episodes later...
We still don't know what we're doing.
We still don't know what we're doing. But some people at Globe Soccer seem to think that we do. So why not milk it for all it's worth, call to action, as you say, to the Football Fanalytics listeners and get voting. We will stick the link in the bio. We'll milk this for as long as it's worth until we basically get told that we didn't make round two, which, let's be frank, is probably not going to happen unless people click the link, click the vote thing, just do it. You know, why not dream big, eh?
I think if we're saying it just between us, that I think you can click on it multiple times in different formats and vote multiple times. So those really loyal listeners who we love might be able to do that for us. We will put a link in the bio, but the link is very easy. vote.globesoccer.com. That is vote.globesoccer.com. Super easy. Go and do it now.
Literally do it. By the time this episode concludes in around 30 seconds, just go find that link, click on it, and just start voting for the Football Fanalytics podcast. And let's dream big. This is only the start. You wait until the Ballon d'Or do a digital media thing and call, and then we'll be on that list as well. You wait for it. The Football Fanalytics podcast is going places, people. And this is just the start. We're off to Dubai if we can afford it. But yeah, thank you again. It just shows, I guess, that... Having yourselves who listen to the podcast, it's a really nice feeling for me and Mark to be able to go, actually, people listen to this and enjoy it, and it makes it even more worthwhile, even though the fact we just enjoy making it anyway. But the fact that we are award nominees is a very special thing. So thank you very much for listening to the Football Fanalytics podcast. Mark, any other words? Start doing your acceptance speech. Plan it.
Oh, the actual acceptance speech. Yeah, we're very getting ahead of ourselves here. But get voting, yeah, everybody, actually. And thank you as ever for listening.
Podcast Network.